Appendix B, Air Defense Artillery Systems. This appendix presents brief descriptions of the ADA systems that perform AMD at the operational and tactical levels. Patriot, THAAD, Avenger, CRAM, Sentinel, and non-system-specific C2 systems, titled Other ADA C2 Systems. Patriot, THAAD, and AN/TPY-2 forward-based mode radar are generally considered to be operational-level systems, while Avenger, CRAM, and Sentinel are deemed tactical systems. Such designations, however, are scenario and situational dependent. Patriot, THAAD, and even Avenger, for instance, may assume strategic missions. THAAD's employment in Korea's has strategic implications, as does Avenger's in the National Capital Region. Patriot. Patriot is a multi-mission system that provides AMD of combat land forces and other critical assets. Patriot forces are capable of defending against ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, UASs, tactical air-to-surface missiles, large-caliber rockets, and fixed and rotary-wing aircraft. Patriot is organized as battalions and deployed generally as the base capability of ADA task forces, though it may also be deployed in smaller configurations such as batteries or subsets of batteries. System components are air transportable by C-17 or C-5 aircraft. For more information on the Patriot system and its components, see ATPs 3-01.85 and 3-01.87. Patriot radar set, AN/MPQ-65 Alpha. The Patriot radar set provides precise three-dimensional search and detection, target, track, and discrimination, and a Patriot missile uplink to support defense against close-range, short-range, and selected medium-range ballistic missiles and the full gamut of air threats. The radar is part of the battery organization and is deployed primarily as a component of an ADA task force or ADA-organized battery. Patriot Launching Station. Patriot launching stations, or launchers, house, transport, store, and fire Patriot missiles capable of long-range, low-to-high-altitude, all-weather defeat of close, short, and medium-range ballistic missiles and the other threat types mentioned above. Patriot provides both lower-tier ballistic missile defense and air defense. Three types of Patriot missiles are employed, all of which are certified rounds. Patriot Advanced Capability, PAC-3, Cost Reduction Initiative Missile, hereafter referred to as PAC-3, PAC-3 Missile Segment Enhancement, hereafter referred to as the Missile Segment Enhancement Missile, and Guidance Enhanced Missile. The PAC-3 missile is a medium-range, low-to-medium-altitude, radio-frequency, terminal-homing hit-to-kill missile. The Missile Segment Enhancement Missile is a radio-frequency, terminal-homing, extended-altitude-and-range hit-to-kill missile. The Guidance Enhanced Missile is a medium-to-long-range, low-to-high-altitude, semi-active guided missile optimized against cruise missiles and other air threats. Patriot launchers, depending on version/configuration, can mount 16 PAC-3 missiles, 12 Missile Segment Enhancement Missiles, 4 Guidance Enhanced Missile, or a mixed load. Patriot missiles require a Patriot radar to provide uplink commands for mid-course guidance, PAC-3 and Missile Segment Enhancement Missiles, or for the full engagement sequence, Guidance Enhancement Missiles. Patriot C-2. Patriot C-2 is uniquely designed to provide the full range of C-2 capabilities for Patriot system operations. It consists of echelon-specific components that distribute and collectively accomplish the full set of force and engagement operations for Patriot. Information and Coordination Central. The Information and Coordination Central, ICC, is the Patriot Battalion's control center and interfaces with the Patriot Firing Battery, adjacent battalion ICCs, and other Army and Joint AMD systems. It exercises tactical control, fire direction center functionality, and supervision of Patriot batteries. It can, when applicable, Integrate with THAAD for engagement coordination and deconfliction when THAAD is attached to a Patriot-based ADA task force. Both Patriot and THAAD normally conduct engagement coordination and deconfliction through the AAMDC's ADA FCO. Tactical Control Station. The battalion's Tactical Control Station directly supports the ICC by providing automated defense and communications planning for the battalion and situational awareness to the commander. The Tactical Control Station is collocated with the battalion's Fire Direction Center. It is equipped with the AMDWS and Patriot Tactical Planner Workstation. The Tactical Planner Workstation, along with common data link modules, provide unit commanders with tools to create and test the defense design plans. The Patriot Tactical Planner Workstation provides operator access to the joint air picture over Link 16. The Tactical Control Station and its components assist the commander with early warning and friendly protection. Dismounted Patriot Information and Coordination Central, DPIC. This is a configuration that provides ICC functionality in locations where the physical emplacement of the full-up ICC may not be desirable or possible, such as inside buildings to support mobile operations, jump capability while operations continue in base location, or during rapid initial insertions. The DPIC has data processing and man-machine interfaces to affect air battle management and data communications, less active transmission capabilities to link to higher, adjacent, lower, and supported echelons. Linkage is achieved by fiber optic or copper wire or transmission services provided by supporting Army communications or host nation infrastructure. Engagement Control Station. The Engagement Control Station is the Patriot Battery's control center for air battle management. It provides fire direction functionality for the battery. It remotely controls the radar and launchers during air battle operations. Additionally, it establishes tactical data links to the Patriot ICC and adjacent Patriot fire units via the Patriot Digital Information Link, PADL. Battery Command Post. The Battery Command Post operates in a manner similar to the Tactical Control Station at the battalion. It directly supports the Engagement Control Station during planning and air battle operations. It is also responsible for tracking battery-level force operations and equipment status and reporting these to the battalion. External elements link to the Battery Command Post using standard protocols such as Link 11 and Link 16. The Battery Command Post cannot transmit on Links 11 or 16. It can only receive. THAAD. THAAD is an anti-ballistic missile upper-tier system that provides the capability to engage and negate short, medium, and intermediate-range ballistic missiles within and outside the atmosphere. Engagements can be conducted against ballistic missiles in both the late mid-course and terminal phases of their trajectories. See FM3-27 for more information on defense against ballistic missiles during their flight phases. THAAD is organized and deployed as a battery. THAAD is deployable and globally transportable via air, land, and sea. A THAAD battery consists of four main components. THAAD system components are air transportable by C-17 and C-5 aircraft. THAAD missiles require special authorization to ship and separate shipment, not on the launcher. For more information on the THAAD system, see ATP3-01.91. THAAD Launcher. The THAAD Launcher is a Hemet-mounted, mobile, stabilized missile launch platform carrying a missile round pallet. The launcher has a high rate of fire and can be rapidly reloaded. The pallet contains 8 hit-to-kill passive terminal homing missile rounds per launcher. The THAAD missile round is a certified round composed of a canister and missile containing a single-stage booster and a kill vehicle. There are 6 launchers in a THAAD battery. THAAD Radar. The THAAD Radar, ANTIPI-2, is an X-band solid-state phased array radar capable of tracking multiple threats and multiple missiles during engagements. In the terminal mode of operations, the THAAD radar supports engagements against missiles by providing surveillance, acquisition, track discrimination, missile communications, and hit assessment for the THAAD fire control and communications equipment. THAAD Fire Control Node. The primary fire control node components in each THAAD battery are the Air and Missile Defense Planning and Control System, AMD PCS, version B, and THAAD Fire Control and Communications. The AMD PCS version B serves as the battery CP. The THAAD Fire Control and Communications component consists of a tactical operations station, launch control station, antenna support vehicle, cable support vehicle, 30-kilowatt power plant, and THAAD portable planner. The THAAD Fire Control and Communications component supports engagement operations, force operations, embedded and netted embedded training, and interoperability. The fire control crew fights the air battle inside the tactical operations station and launch control station. The fire control section provides a THAAD portable planner to the CP for force operations and remotes a workstation into the CP for situational awareness of the air battle and system status. Avenger. The Avenger weapon system is a mobile, lightweight, day or night, limited adverse weather fire unit used to counter enemy reconnaissance, surveillance, and target acquisition efforts and low-level fixed and rotary wing threats. Avenger contains missile pods carrying Stinger infrared homing, fire-and-forget missiles, and a M3P 50 caliber machine gun mounted on a high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle, also known as Humvee. It has onboard forward-looking infrared sensors to aid visual acquisition and identification of tracks. Avenger links to the Forward Area Air Defense, FAD, C2, for air battle management, early warning and queuing, and aids for track identification. The Avenger system is air transportable by cargo helicopters, CH-47 and CH-53, and C-130, C-17, and C-5 aircraft. For more information on the Avenger system and Stinger, see ATPs 3-01.64 and 3-01.18, respectively. Avengers are currently organized as battalions and batteries in Patriot/Avenger battalions, IFPC Avenger battalions, and Avenger battalions, and normally deploy as batteries or platoons. Avenger formations include the Avenger weapon system, Sentinel radars, and FAD C2. CRAM. CRAM is a system of systems that consists of sensor, interceptor, and C2 systems. It is a fast-reacting, short-range system used to detect and destroy incoming rockets and artillery and mortar rounds in the air before they hit their ground targets or simply to provide early warning. CRAM is organized as an intercept battery and deploys as a battery or a platoon. For more information on the CRAM system, see ATP 3-01.81. The CRAM intercept system has an integral sensor for targeting and uses the Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System, LPWS, a multi-barrel 20mm gun system to destroy RAM threats. CRAM leverages ADA and field artillery sensors to provide alerting and queuing of incoming threats. The Sentinel radar and AN/TSQ-50 lightweight counter-mortar radar, LCMR, are organic to the CRAM formation. CRAM pulls data from the AN/TSQ-53 Firefinder radar while Firefinder is executing its primary counterfire mission. CRAM C2, a FAD C2 variant with specific CRAM modifications, provides the requisite battle management. RAM Warn. The RAM Warn capability provides RAM early warning and impact point prediction and can be used within CRAM units or as an independent warning capability. RAM Warn is organized as part of the intercept batteries in IFPC Avenger battalions and is deployed as platoons or sections. Sentinel. The Sentinel radar, ANMPQ-64, provides persistent air surveillance and fire control quality data. The system features an X-band 360-degree phased array radar that provides cueing and target identification to an instrumented range of 75 kilometers. It can acquire, track, and classify cruise missiles, UASs, and fixed and rotary wing aircraft. It is air transportable by medium-lift helicopters, sling-loadable by UH-60 or CH-47 for the high-mobility multipurpose wheeled vehicle, also known as Humvee, configuration, and CH-47 for the tactical vehicle variant, and C-17 and C-5 aircraft. For more information on the Sentinel system and its components, see ATP-3-01.48. The Sentinel system is normally organized as a section within the Avenger battery and deployed as a section. It is also in the intercept battery in the IFPC Avenger Battalion, CRAM intercept battery, and division artillery. Other ADA command and control systems. AMD PCS. The AMD PCS integrates AMD operations at multiple echelons. AMD PCSs are deployed with AAMDCs, ADA brigades, ADA battalions, ADA batteries, and atom cells. AMD PCS is also used with BCTs, combat aviation brigades, and multifunctional brigades. AMD PCS is a collection of ADA unique and Army common command, control, and communications capabilities tailored to the echelon at which they are organic. FAD-C2 and CRAM-C2. FAD-C2 is a subset of AMD PCS that provides an engagement operation system which collects, processes, and disseminates real-time target tracking and queuing information to the Avenger system. CRAM-C2 incorporates specific air battle management functions for the CRAM system and receives and processes data from the LCMR and other Army counter-battery sensors. CRAM-C2 is fully compatible with FAD-C2. FAD-C2 does not provide for the operational control of the CRAM system. FAD-C2 CRAM-C2 software integrates engagement operations software for Sentinel and the Army Battle Command System, in addition to Avenger and CRAM, to produce critical situational awareness and automated air track information. AMDWS. AMDWS primarily supports force operations and provides the linkage between ADA forces and the Army Battle Command System. AMDWS is fielded in all Army ADA echelons and systems. Air Defense System Integrator, also known as ADSI. The Air Defense System Integrator is a multi-link C2 system that interoperates with multiple data links, such as links 11 and 16 and the integrated broadcast system, to provide joint AMD situational awareness and intelligence data to include space-based intelligence. It enables AMD information exchange across the ADA echelons and with the other services and AMD systems. The Air Defense System Integrator displays an integrated, near real-time air picture, combining the joint air picture with that of a unit's organic or supporting sensors. FM 3-01, 22 December 2020, by order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.